So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa that contrasts the halachas of Jewish slaves and maidservants. Yesh be'ivri she'im be'avriya. The following halachas apply only to an eved ivri and not to an am evriya. Shoyetze b'shanim u'b'yevul u'b'misus ha'adon, ma'she'en kem be'avriya. He goes free after completing a 6-year term at Yevul or upon the master's death. However, a maidservant does not. If, as the Gemara explains, kugoyin she'yada, the master performed yiud using the original purchase money to effect kedushin because gita baya, she requires a get, and we do not say loy levat lehilchas amina. She retains her original methods of going free. Rather, she's now an eishes ish and requires a get. The braisa continues. V'yesh be'avriya shein be'avri. The following halachas apply only to an am avriya and not to an eved ivri. She'yitze b'simanin. The Gemara explains. Im lo yada. She goes free upon showing signs of naris if the adon did not marry her. Ve'eninim keres v'nishnis, and she cannot be sold more than once. Although we've also learned regarding an eved ivri, he may not be sold repeatedly. The Gemara differentiates kam ba'adam echad kam b'shnei b'nei adam. He may not be resold to complete his reparations for a single theft, or for many thefts from the same person if they were all judged together. However, he may be sold again to repay a theft from a second person, or as Rashi adds, even if he steals again from the same person after completing his servitude, he may be sold again, because that's considered like two people. The Gemara cites a braisa with an additional two opinions regarding selling an eved ivri twice. Kineva elef, v'shava chamesh meis, nimker, v'chezev nimker. If his value is half the amount of the theft, he may be sold twice to repay the entire theft. However, kineva chamesh meis, v'shava elef, ain't a nimker klal. If his value is twice the amount of the theft, he's not sold at all because nimker kulim rachmanav lechatzei, he's not sold for a partial term. He's only sold if his worth is equal to his theft. However, even in the case where his value is half the amount of the theft, he's not sold at all because he's not sold for partial reparations. The verse concludes its contrast of Eved Ivri and Amma Evriya. Umaftin Isabal Karche, Mashain Kim Be'ivri. An amma may be redeemed by karche de av against her father's wishes, as Rashi explains. Kaifen isa upayda isa. Bezin forces him to redeem her mishum begam mishpacha because of the disgrace to her family's reputation. However, ein maftin isa by karche. We do not force family members to redeem an eved ivri because hadur azal amazer nafshe. He would rely on this and continuously sell himself. However, this concern does not apply to an amma vriya because ein in nimkares v'nishnas. She cannot be sold twice. The Gemara now cites a machlekes regarding the resale of an amma. The Tanakhama says, "Meicher adam esbita leishas v'shayna leshivches v'shayna." One may either sell or marry off his daughter repeatedly, as long as she's still a minor and was only an arusa. Additionally, leishas achar shivches, he may marry her off after previously selling her as an amma, avalo leshivches achar ishas. However, he may not sell her as an amma if she previously underwent arusin. Pshimin Eimer. Kshem she'ein odom meichres bitoy l'shivches acher ishes, kach ein odom meichres bitoy l'shivches acher shivches. He also cannot sell her as an amma twice. Ubeplukta dan etanoi. The above machlekes can be explained with the following machlekes in expounding the pasuk lo yimshu l'machr bevigdeba. Her father may not sell her after bigdeba. Kivin shapiris talisei aleha, shuv ein rishoy l'machr. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds, yesh em l'mikra. We interpret the pasuk according to the pronunciation, and the word is read bevigdai, referring to an article of clothing, alluding to her master performing yud, and so ein shivchas achar ishes. Once she's married, even if he subsequently divorces her, her father loses the right to sell her as an amma. However, yesh ishes achar shivchas. He may marry her off after previously selling her, in agreement with the opinion of the Tanakhama of the previous braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, bevigdai va, kivin shebagad ba, shuv ein rishoy l'machar. Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh im l'misayris. We interpret the pasuk according to its written form, and it says bevigdai, which reads as his betrayal, referring to her father selling her into servitude, and so ein shivchas achar shivchas. Even if she is emancipated while she is still a minor, her father cannot sell her again. However, yesh shivchas achar ishes, he may sell her after previously marrying her off. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon cited in the earlier brayso holds yesh im l'mikra u l'misayris. We follow both interpretations, and so ein shivchas achar shivchas ve ein shivchas achar ishus. He maintains that she cannot be resold whether she was previously married or sold as an amma. The Gemara now examines further the concept of yud. When a master says to his maidservant, Hareat yu'udali b'chesav miknasayach, you are married to me with the money I used to purchase you. The Gemara asks, yud nisu anaisa or eris anaisa? Is yud the equivalent of kedushin and only affects erisin, the initial stage of marriage? Or does it also affect a nisuin, the latter stage of marriage, and they are married even regarding lirusha, latamala, lafanadireha, to inherit her, to defile himself to her if he's a kayin, and to annul her vows? The Gemara resolves this query from the following braisa. Ein meicher l'kraivim, an amma may not be sold to her relative because the Torah requires that a master should be able to perform yud. Mishum Reb Eleza amru, meicher l'kraivim, an amma may be sold to her relative because the pasuk is merely allowing yud when possible. And the braisa concludes, v'shavin shemeichra amman l'kayin gadol, gusha v'chalutz l'kayin hedit. A kohen gadol may purchase a widow as an amma, because his marriage to her, although forbidden, would be legally binding. Now, the Gemara explains that although ein odom meicher is bitul l'shivchas achar ishes, although the halacha follows Rabbi Kiva, and one cannot sell his daughter after previously marrying her off, it is possible for a widow to be sold as an amma. Because dushe yud, v'alibud rabiyisir Rabbi Yehuda, the amma mois rishaynis lav l'kedusha nitnu. If she was married through yud, according to the opinion that he did not use the original purchase money for kedushin, rather he uses the value of the remaining years of her service. The Gemara now proves the nature of yud. If we say yud erisin oisa, erisin me erisin shani, this is different from a typical erisin, insofar as the father did not technically marry her off. Therefore, he retains his rights to sell as an amma. However, if we say yud nisuin oisa, nisuin me nisuin mi shani, if yud affects nisuin, he would not be able to sell her because kivin shenisus shuv ein lo v'rishuspa. She has effectively left her father's domain through nisuin. It's therefore clear that yud erisin oisa.